The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Friday, 22nd January, 2021. And oh, how the worm turns. Media is continuing to suppress stories about Hunter Biden. And of course, JoJo. JoJo got his as well out of that deal. And some very interesting things have taken turn in the House of Politics, or as we refer to it, is the asshat central in a district of criminals. Well, the media, as I said, continues to suppress this. Joe Biden and his son Hunter is finally under official investigation for something. Something. Turns out, the Justice Department is examining the overseas deals for possible tax fraud. Uh-oh. Does anybody smell an Al Capone deal here? Remember the only way they could get the mob boss in Chicago was through tax evasion? And if he would have had some of the people today, they could have got Al Capone off. Yeah, it was his IRA. Yeah, he was just a tax dodger. No, he didn't murder people. He didn't run a gang. No. At any rate, this probe will be reported, it's being reported as delving into the contents of Hunter's notorious laptop. Actually, there was more than one. First turned over to the FBI in 2019 by the Delaware computer repairman. A second laptop belonging to Hunter was seized by the DEA from a Massachusetts psychiatrist accused of professional misconduct, well-known author Dr. Keith Abloh, in February of 2020. No reason was reported, and Biden's lawyer ultimately got the laptop back. Also left unanswered was why his laptop was left in the psychiatrist's office. Rumors have held that the more well-known Hunter Biden laptop contains explosive material, including what some have contended is sexual abuse of underage girls. Rudy Giuliani publicly charged that it contained inappropriate images of an underage girl. Giuliani also quoted from a text between Hunter and Joe Biden in which the younger Biden described how his late brother's wife, who later became his lover, keep it in the family, had told the therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be an unnamed 14-year-old girl. When she says that I FaceTime naked with, this is written very junkily, the unnamed 14-year-old girl, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked smoking crack talking inappropriately to girls on FaceTime. Wow, such a wonderful, wholesome person. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that, but the bottom line is, I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. That sounds like somebody that just got caught. The 14-year-old girl is said to be Hunter's niece, Giuliani told Newsmax that the hard drive contained numerous pictures of underage girls, and about one-third of them of the same girl, but was cut off by the host. Now, tax fraud charges? 14-year-old girls? Yeah. Now, one memorable photo of Hunter asleep with a crack pipe in his mouth has surfaced, referring to Hunter's public history of drug abuse. Joe Biden used his son for 20 years as a bag man, and he knew he was a drug addict. This kid was a crack problem because his father put him in situations he shouldn't be in. Okay, well, let's not quibble about who's at fault here. The repairman who turned over the laptop to authorities, John Paul Mac Isaac, is said to have closed his computer shop after receiving multiple death threats. According to his attorney, Brian Della Rocca, his neighbor told the New York Post that he'd left town, and his whereabouts are currently unknown. The FBI is known to have initially rejected the attempt by Mac Isaac's father, retired Air Force Colonel Richard Steve Mac Isaac, to deliver the hard drive to agents near his New Mexico home. Mac Isaac grew frustrated with the FBI, holding the laptop for nearly a year before any reports broke in the press. He called the efforts to impeach Donald Trump a sham and believed disclosure of the laptop's contents could have aided the president's defense. Duh, you think? No, this is our wonderful Federal Bureau of Investigation. Folks, this little sham outfit should be shut down. And I'll just jump off the track here for a second to tell you that that might have been on the hit list for maybe the second term of the 45th president of the United States. At this point, you know that didn't happen. Now, Mac Isaac was disturbed by the contents of the laptop. His attorney noted he saw things that seemed suspicious. Naked 14-year-old girls? Yeah. In September, Senator Ron Johnson's committee published a report on Hunter's business dealings in Ukraine and concluded it had made the State Department's efforts to root out corruption very awkward. The report noted that Hunter and his family were involved in a vast financial network that connected them to foreign nationals and foreign governments across the globe that could raise criminal financial counterintelligence and extortion concerns. That's a mouthful. The largely forgotten Hunter Biden former business partner, not on this network, I just played his statement to the public, uninterrupted and without questions from the press, Tony Bobulinski. You want to think about people that are there but they're not there? That's Bobulinski. He's a real human being. What he's telling you is what really happened with Hunter and Joe. But nobody in the press or the media wants to talk to Mr. Bobulinski, except maybe Fox News, sparingly. But don't worry. Mr. Bobulinski, I do believe in the near future, is going to be a household name. Now, Bobulinski was interviewed by Tucker Carlson a few months back. Bobulinski clarified that the big guy in the 2017 email on Biden's laptop discussed a professional agreement to divide ownership in a new venture who was to get 10% share was Joe Biden. Giuliani has charged that Hunter Biden laptop alone reveals about five major federal crimes and about $30 to $40 million that went to the Biden family as bribes. Nothing to see here. Let's just keep moving along. Come on, come on. Reacting to the government investigation, investigating his taxes, Hunter Biden issued a statement that read, "I learned yesterday for the first time that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware advised my legal counsel, also yesterday, that they're investigating my tax affairs." Who gives a crap about his tax affairs? I want to know about his crack use, going after little girls, theft, setting up business for him and his daddy. That's what I want to know about. I don't give a damn about his taxes. Jeez. I take this matter very seriously, but I'm confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that I handled my affairs legally and appropriately, including with the benefit of professional tax advisors. Yeah, I can see where he's already setting up a case. This thing goes to court strictly on tax matters. I'm sure his tax advisors will be thrown under the proverbial bus. Now, the Biden-Harris transition team reacted with President-elect, quoting, "President-elect Biden is deeply proud of his son, who has fought through difficult challenges, including the vicious personal attacks of recent months, only to emerge stronger." What do you want to make a bet? That Hunter gets so despondent that maybe Hunter kills himself. Or he meets with an accident. And of course, the nation will mourn and flags will be flown at half mast for a crack addict child molester. Okay? Yeah. Well, Mike, did you find that? Okay. Now, there's a little thing called quid pro quo. Okay, I see what you did here. Now, taking a tip from the Democrats, the reason I'm covering this, folks, is because this has got the potential to stymie Joe Biden's presidency. And they're, and I know, I'm a step ahead of you here. If JoJo is indicted or connected with this and he has to step down, Kamala Harris becomes president. And my guess, seeing videos of their little celebration, which Hillary Clinton and Billy Boy were in attendance and walking around grinning from ear to ear, I'm almost sure that she will, and double plus good here, folks, that Kamala Harris would pick Hillary Clinton because, well, she is so well-versed in governmental affairs to be the vice president. So you see, then we could have the first black woman, and excuse me, Kamala Harris looks like a white woman with a good tan. I don't know, Mike, what's she claiming her heritage is? Jamaican and Hindu. Does that qualify as being black? I don't think so. That's a white Jamaican person with a good tan. Oh, a black Jamaican guy. Well, okay, well then, all right. I thought we were going down that Pocahontas route again. All right. At any rate, as I said, turnabout is fair play. Representative Green from Georgia that was just elected has filed articles of impeachment on President Joe Biden. Now, I want to play you her little spiel. Which one is this, Mike? Which one? Okay, I see what you got here. Okay. This was yesterday, the 21st, on the congressional floor.
Wouldn't you rather have more doing, less doubting?
Okay.
If you need emergency
care, hold that down.
Don't wait.
Okay. Yes, they're certainly monetizing the internet now, aren't they? Got all you troublesome people, all you Trumpets and Trumpers, and now that we got all you people out of the way, we can now do business. All right. Here we go.
Right now, you can get any queen size.
No, we can't. What the hell? Can we edit those out of there? How long does that go on? So you're telling me
Thank you. Thanks for joining the show today. I want you to all to make sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, on YouTube and everywhere else.
I don't know
and
who
please sign
the
up
hell
for my newsletter.
Is.
This is the Sarah Carter Show. And I want to stay in touch with you. And now we are.
Wait a minute here.
Our nation is.
Stop. Like, stop the presses here. Dig me up the House floor speech. I don't want to hear some person I don't even know. And who the hell is that? And the Sarah Carter. Who the hell is Sarah Carter? Carter taking back the story. Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air. Dun, 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 dun. All right, you need to go to another source. Forget that. That's just going to... All right. Dig it up, and I'll cover it from this angle from right now, okay? By the way, while you're doing that, JoJo, I remember saying before the election, I'm not going to stop fracking. Yes, he did. He just did it via executive order. No, I'm not going to stop the pipeline or any of that stuff. I'm not going to mess with the energy. Just when we need the mostest for the cheapest, for the leastest. No, these clowns are not going to allow us. All right. Did you find it yet? Go to another source. No, it's her on the House floor, and it's about 18 minutes long. And this is something that of all the shenanigans that has gone on in Congress, people finally should be able to hear some truths being spoken from the state capitol floor. All right. Well, I thought that was going to be a hell of a lot easier, and it turned out to be, because guess what? On my telephone, I have it. Where's my phone, Michael? No, I don't. Yes, I do. Jeez, what a disaster. Can we, like, redo the last 5 minutes of our lives here? All right. Boy, this is just running me in loops here. Now it's taken me to Newsmax. What is this? Is this the best kept speech under wraps ever? Well, C-SPAN, they something of this notoriety. From what I've seen out of C-SPAN, they're not going to highlight this. It's in their batch of we present the doldrums of Congress, and they won't delineate it. All right. Yeah, who in the hell is Sarah Carter? Yeah, okay. At any rate, Mr. Hinckley, thank you for your assistance. Thank you, Chris. If you can find that would be great, because this is important. We've going to start using the tricks that the Democrats used on the Republicans and are still trying to. Could you imagine trying to impeach Ted Cruz? I'm from Texas, folks, and I can smell that guy from here. Is he worth throwing out of Congress? Well, from my point of view, yeah, but not for the reasons the Democrats want.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're still searching. What have you heard from Hink? Still looking. Okay. In the meantime, I want to definitely play that because this is, well, for the record, okay, part of the congressional record. Who do I have, Mike? Hello, Kelly, in Austin, Texas.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there, John.
How you doing?
Sarah Carter, she's the one I'm thinking of, she's a pretty respectable reporter who's raised the ire of the left on many occasions for her reporting. She's a lot, she's pretty reliable.
Okay.
And so I'm not sure where you're getting her feed there, but that's the Sarah Carter I'm thinking of. She's a dependable and very reliable source of information.
Okay, well, the point of that was I never heard of her. And everybody that has podcasts now, there are thousands of people that have podcasts, and you never know who you're looking at or the background on them or anything else. They're just faces that are popping out of the woodwork.
Well, I used to see her on Fox a bit before Fox went totally left wing, but I haven't seen her in the last 6 months or so. But she was typically on there quite a bit.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, okay, we've established that she's a halfway decent person. She was on Fox. Okay. Kelly, I appreciate that.
The other thing I want to tell you about is Biden and his zeal to sign these executive orders that are putting people out of work. It's going to be a wrecking ball.
Well, of course it is. Let me ask you a question, Kelly. Do you think that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are knowingly doing these things to destroy what's left of the country? Or are they just running their Democrat plan?
I think it's both. I think they're trying to I think they're trying to take this economy down as low as they can in order to be able to establish a justification for, say, a one-party state. So this, I think, is a long-term plan of the Democrat Party, and I can't imagine that they didn't walk into this without some foreknowledge of what the Democrat Party wants to accomplish long-term in this country.
Well, and these are the wishes of the globalists. They've got their marching orders, and I don't see where Joe Biden is going to. I don't see where he's going to really vary from that. I mean, because it has all the earmarks of losing control of your own country and your own laws, the Paris Agreement, the climate control, the Green New Deal. Let's bring down the wall to allow millions more. And this is what Joe has said. I have heard his speeches that he wants to bring in at least a couple of million. We're only a country of 330 million, and we can afford to take 2 million aliens into the country, no big deal. So,
well, ask yourself this.
Yes.
So why would a legitimate president of the United States want to allow the influx of millions of illegal aliens into this country?
Two reasons.
The problems that we have now.
Three reasons, actually. Three reasons. One, economic, because those illegals will work for next to nothing.
Right.
Also, it's the balkanization process. You know, I'm serious. I was just talking to the guys before the program today. You remember Bazooka Bubblegum?
I do.
Okay. I remember when I was a kid, for a penny you get a hunk of that stuff that could pull out your first teeth. No problem.
Yeah.
They had the Bazooka Joe comic in there. Well, they still have that.
Uh-huh.
And I opened up a piece of their bubblegum today, and lo and behold, put a smile on my face as I'm unfolding the little cartoon, only to discover it's bilingual in English and in Spanish. So, yeah, votes, most assuredly, low wages, and, of course, the balkanization project. Oh, and also to put more criminals on the street. Some of the reports I've been hearing from some of these illegals just recently, Kelly, that have been booted out of the country not once, not twice, but three times, were released in jail, and they turned around, one guy knifed and killed five people, of all places, in some kind of a rescue for indigent people. These are the quality of people that we're not allowed to vet, look at, pick up, turn upside down, shake out, see what falls out. We can't check their health, their criminal background records, nothing. And my friend, that caravan is heading once again for the southern border. Only now they've got Uncle Joe in the White House.
And they know... They know that once they get here, that they're going to be the deciding factor in making this country a permanent banana republic.
Well, and you know one thing for sure, they're going to be heading for the large metropolitan areas that are already what color? Blue. Yeah.
Well, I think they're also going to try to turn the red areas as much as possible purple or blue as they can.
Well, that, you know, that's going to be entirely up to us. You know, people are looking at this, Kelly, from almost a sterile analytical or clinical point of view. As, okay, here's one move and there's a look. No, what this needs to happen, 75, 80 million, probably closer to 100 million people in this country, just to turn and face their true oppressors and just say, no. Remember Nancy Reagan's thing with the drug thing and just say no? Well, that's all we need to say to the communists is no, and we're not complying.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back. Kelly, you had something else?
Well, I was going to say in response to your point there, that do you just say no, or do you just say no with some force?
No, not at this point. Look, you know, Kelly, you and I have gone round and round about this thing about the use of arms and when is it time. It's not yet time. And me trying to address this question is like me trying to predict what the weather is going to be a month from now. I'm not a meteorologist, yes. And I don't use the Farmer's Almanac.
I agree, but you have to think ahead here, John.
Okay, All right, Kelly.
You can't allow that. You can't allow them to become so entrenched that when you try to respond to them,
they are already entrenched. They have already taken over.
Well, they have, but recall that the revolution in 1776 was kicked off by 3% of the population.
Over what in Cabrini-Green? Over what issue?
Well,
the confiscation of shot and powder. They came for the arms.
If
it kicks off this way, with them trying to disarm the American people, then we're going to get to use the Second Amendment for what it was intended for. But I'm not in a great hurry to get there. That is the last resort.
And I'm not in a great hurry to get there either.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say that.
I want them to make the first step. Because when they do, and people respond, I think that's going to be their big mistake.
They've already made their big mistake. They stole an election. They've let the more progressives within the Democrat Party, if you can even use that term anymore. You know, we've been conditioned for a number of years, Kelly, to think as progressive. Oh, these are just out-of-the-box free thinkers. No, progressivism didn't mean socialism or communism. It just meant that they were great thinkers outside the box.
Well, I've lived in Austin long enough around idiot progressives to know that they're anything but that.
And Austin, and thank you for bringing that up, because Austin used to be kind of a fun town to be in. The people were a little bit quirky, but they weren't political. And remember what they used. Keep Austin weird. And as long as they stayed weird and did their thing and their music and their festivals and all this other stuff, everything was okay. Right. Austin has turned political. It is now, I used to refer to as Moscow on the Colorado.
Well, we've called it Moscow on the Colorado for a long time. And UT Austin, my alma mater, we called for a long time.
But it didn't always used to be that way. We're talking about the takeover from the communists and how they first went. They didn't start in kindergarten, as we're seeing now with their programming of kindergarten teachers are confounding and confusing as to what sex they are or anything else. No, what they did was to try to get a hold on the situation is they put their profs in the colleges. And then excuse me.
And what's happened in the last decade or more is that what you're describing has actually become a snowball rolling downhill and then picking up steam. It's gained its own momentum, and we've sat around like idiots for allowing that to happen.
Okay,
I'm not sure we're at a point where we can stop it with anything other than just brute force. You can't. A friend of mine wrote to me and he said, "Look, we need to start off. We need to respond by electing people to school boards and city councils, and county and parish commissioner sites." I said, no, you know how long that's going to take? That'll take decades, and by the time you get there,
it's not going. Whoa! I've let you talk way too long, Kelly.
Okay.
All right. You're not going to let me finish a thought, and you're not going to let me have a discussion. So I got your point.
Oh, no.
Thank you. Thank you for your call. It's not going to take decades. It's going to take a concerted effort of going down to your school boards and ripping these people out of their freaking seats. It's going to take people getting together, educated people, knowing what's going on, to get out of their city and town councils and confront these creatures. I am saying resist in their face, not with fists, not yet. Hopefully we do not have to go there. That will not take years. That can start tomorrow. And forgive me for saying this, Kelly, because I would have said it if I could have let you remain on the program and let me get a couple of words in here. That once we go down the road of using force, that's it. The script is then in their hands. We have no control, and we're here just to defend our very lives. I would much rather take a few more chunks out of their backsides, recruit a few more people in this country that, yes, folks, yes, my fellow Americans, we can have honest constitutional government. The effort has not seriously been undertaken as to, there's been lawsuits. There's been people trying to sue through the courts. Well, what you're doing is, we set policy around it. Well, your policy sucks because it isn't constitutional. And then it gets mired in a court battle, and then what happens? The issue is the violation of the Constitution itself, what these very people are not using. And believe it or not, for the time being, that is our cartridge box. We're not trying to overthrow the federal government. We're trying to restore the Constitutional Republic. They're the ones that are overthrowing the federal government. Let's keep things straight and in perspective.
No. It is on the house floor. At any rate. Okay, stop looking for it. It's okay. Because by the time you find it, I won't have time to play it. Well, how far are the nutbags willing to go? Well, we remember the fires in California. We remember how out of control, how millions of acres had burned. And some have put forth that, well, these were being caused by blue beans from space, which I don't think. But we'll leave it to people's fertile imagination as to how the fire started. But I'm looking at the burned out millions of acres in California by not maintaining the forest land, their own state land, and I'm sure not cooperating with any program the federal government might have to keep your forest healthy. You know, they could have went to Weyerhaeuser for that information. These are the people that cut down valleys and mountaintops of trees and replant. They know a little bit about the ecology. And they know a little bit about how to raise, well, that wood fiber that we use for building materials and paper and toilet paper and everything else. And it's looking more like these fires in California were wanted. That there was not an honest and concerted effort to clean up their forestry so these fires would not claim millions of acres. Well, once those millions of acres are burned out, what do you do with it? Well, we've heard the stories of precluding people from going back onto their property or trying to incentivize them to move or whatever the case may be. Well, this story comes out of Oregon. I wish this was California, but we've already seen where Newsom is buying up what they're calling some of it abandoned real estate. Now, Newsom in particular, is he buying it up? I don't know. He's probably buying up a lot of real estate. You know, that's how people in this country got to start. They start putting up their little flags and their property boundaries and started their cattle industries and everything else. That's when there was a lot of land and the government would even give it away. Well, in Oregon, they're considering a bill for seizure of private property by the governor. Governor Brown is continuing to declare a state of emergency in order to justify her use of executive orders. And what we're talking about here is seizure of private property. Logan Washburn wrote that the Oregon State Legislature is currently considering a bill which would allow the governor to seize, use, or possess any private property during a state of emergency. HB 2238 is supposedly meant to clarify the governor's authority to use property during an emergency. There are already provisions in place to allow for limited, mind you, limited use of private property by the state government. But this bill seeks to drastically expand these. Control, restrict, and regulate by rationing, freezing, use of quotas, prohibitions on shipments, price fixing, allocation of other means, the use, sale, or distribution of food, feed, fuel, clothing, and other commodities, materials, goods, and services. Covers the entire gamut. Prescribe and direct activities in connection with use, conservation, salvage, and prevention of waste of materials, services, and facilities, including but not limited to production, transportation, power and communications facilities, training, and supply of labor, utilization of industrial plants. There is a federal bill that pretty much mirrors this. Now, this governor would be allowed to take part in rationing, freezing, use of quotas, prohibition of shipments, price fixing, allocation, on and on and on. When it comes down to it, this bill would allow the governor broad discretion in what to seize, when to seize it, and how to use it, and how long to hold it, by the way. Now, she's continually declared a state of emergency in order to justify her use of the executive orders. In fact, she recently extended the state of emergency again through March of this year. She's also allegedly used mob-like strong-arm tactics on businesses that don't comply with her orders. These are viable, existing people in the buildings trying to run their business, in spite of the COVID crap and everything else.
Now, given this history, one finds it entirely possible for her to declare a state of emergency in order to take control of any private property she wishes. Potential targets could include hospitals, housing, non-compliant businesses, and perhaps even privately owned firearms. Oops, we didn't. Yeah, don't forget about that one. Amazing. You know, everybody's being deplatformed from the social medias. We know that. Well, so what are these social medias considered to be okay? Do you see any Antifa stuff being taken down or BLM claptrap? No. But there is a suit against Twitter. And what are they being sued for? They told a child porn victim that images of him at 13 years old didn't violate their terms of service. Would you like me to read that to you again? You can't talk about vote fraud. You can't even mention Donald Trump because he's castaway as well. The 45th president of the United States. Cast adrift. Twitter being sued for telling child porn victim that images of him at 13 years old didn't violate their terms of service. How on earth is that even possible? The lawsuit was filed in federal court in California just this past Wednesday on behalf of the now 17-year-old from Florida, who's only being identified as being John Doe. Now, the National File reports when Doe was 13 through 14, he was targeted by sex traffickers posing as a 16-year-old female classmate who blackmailed him to share nude content. Now, after initially exchanging nude content, the victim was then forced to share more. Otherwise, the material would be shared with his parents, coach, pastor, and others. Ooh, we're blackmailing 14-year-olds for their little indiscretions or bad judgment. Doe first complied under duress, the lawsuit notes, but then managed to block the traffickers. However, at some point in 2019, the child porn was then shared to Twitter from two different accounts who were known to share this material. Doe's lawsuit says that he reported the account sharing the images to Twitter no less than three times, but Twitter claimed that they had reviewed the content and didn't find a violation of their policies. Can we just stop with the crap that Zuckerberg or the asshat that runs Twitter, that somehow that they're being misunderstood or maybe they just don't understand the gravity? They understand exactly what they are doing. They understand fully 100% of what they're doing. By the way, could you imagine this, being 14 years old and racking up 167,000 views on the platform? Well, Doe replied to Twitter, "What do you mean you don't see a problem? We both are minors right now, and we were minors at the time these videos were taken. We were both 13 years of age. We were baited, harassed, and threatened to take these videos and are now being posted without our permission. We did not authorize these videos at all, and they need to be taken down." Well, the content was not removed until an agent from the Department of Homeland Security contacted Twitter. And the lawsuit goes on to state this is directly in contrast to what their automated reply message and user agreement state that they will do to protect children. National File reported last week
or reported rather last year, that Twitter's terms of service explicitly allow people to openly talk about child rape on their platform, despite claiming to have zero tolerance toward any material that features or promotes child sexual exploitation. Could we say that that's violence towards children, toward minors? Violence? Discussions related to child sexual exploitation as a phenomenon or attraction towards minors are permitted, provided they don't promote or glorify child sexual exploitation in any way. Artistic depictions of nude minors in a non-sexualized content or setting may be permitted in a limited number of scenarios. Works by internationally renowned artists that feature minors, the platform Terms of Service states. Twitter grants more free speech rights to pedophiles and child predators than they do Donald Trump supporters, folks. Anything wrong with this?
Your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Call to expose the Rockefeller Foundation, the Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, Centers for Disease Control, the Mayo Clinic, et al., for their pseudoscience, their abandonment of medical ethical principles, their vaccinology, illiteracy, and or their corruption. Gary Cole says that there is a new and particularly nefarious money-making scheme that is described. It's based on a widespread false assumption that the new fast-track COVID-19 vaccines, or any vaccine for that matter,
are effective in both preventing getting infected with the intended virus and also becoming contagious after getting inoculated. Neither outcome is true. All of the new vaccines are likely useless on both counts. But it's killing people now, folks, and they're having a hard time covering that up. In fact, none of these big vaccine corporations that are making these potentially dangerous synthetic genome-modifying vaccines have actually made the claim that their vaccines are effective in preventing infection or contagion even after getting the required two inoculations, much less the initial shot. The only claim these billionaire-owned pharmaceutical corporations, most of which are members of the World Economic Forum, by the way, make is that a certain percentage of vaccinated individuals are capable of developing some uncertain level of serologically immunity, that's antibody production. But it's well known that the intramuscular injection of vaccines are incapable of stimulating cellular or mucosal immunity, which is the other unmentioned by the industry, but most important part of the human immunity. Cellular immunity is only possible with sufficient exposure to a natural infectious agent via inhalation of a sizable number of viral or bacterially infected droplets. It also must be emphasized that true herd immunity cannot be achieved by vaccinations. Herd immunity to... Is there something that really bothers you about that herd mentality? Rather than saying population immunity, they use the term herd, like you're some kind of damn cow. Immunity to infectious respiratory diseases can only be achieved by natural exposure to infectious bacteria or viral agents. These intramuscular vaccinations cannot produce both serologically or antibody immunity and cellular or mucosal immunity. Claims by those corporate-controlled entities, such as the WHO, CDC, FDA, AMA, or AAP, or the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, Mayo Clinic, et al., that claim the vaccine achievable herd immunity itself can only be achieved through vaccination campaigns. They are liars, dupes, or illiterate, or maybe all three. Now, interestingly, the vaccine corporations or the government pharma co-opted bureaucrats into pushing the big lie about vaccines' usefulness do not actually make any statements about whether or not these vaccines are capable of developing even partial immunity to any of the common coronavirus mutations that have been found, and then conveniently used as propaganda tools to keep the level of fear about COVID-19 at panic levels. More on this after the top of the hour break, folks, because this is what has to take place. These people have to be taken apart. But first, they got to be presented to the public as being a danger. How many people have to die from these vaccines before, you know, the old adage, if it bleeds, it leads, I guess. If it's dead, same thing. But that doesn't seem to be the primer for the national news media now, does it? Vaccine's good. Wear a mask. We got JoJo. Oh, boy.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.